If any member of the family should die whilst in the shelter from contamination, put them outside. But remember to tag them first for identification purposes.
Number, what is the number? Number 17 of October. You haven't heard me for almost a month. I've been trying to stand up for... partly 250,000 animals being killed in this country alone during the test. Apparently that wasn't taken very well and was understood as me promoting violence. Well, I guess semantics, of course. But if you feel that way, I feel sorry for it. But that doesn't change the fact that I support all the movement against animal testing. 100%. We are becoming nation of not only us, but I've been always disappointed with this country, but we are becoming nation of say nothing, do nothing, and be nothing. So it's very convenient to shut up someone who is trying to stand up for something. But I guess my person very uncomfortable for some. So if you hear the story about the puppy being hammered to death in a bathtub on a Western few months ago or maybe a year ago, Everybody goes up in arms. Oh, what a cruelty. And when you have 250,000 animals in this country alone killed or euthanized, to make it poetic, it's in perfectly legal way. It's all good because it's the name of the progress. So you hear this show as a Miser Hour for the last time. After 17 years, my uneducated guess is there's some kind of money behind it, but what the hell I know, I'm just a Polish guy, I know nothing, obviously I mumble with no sense whatsoever, and I should be punished for it, so there it is. We'll go with Radio Free Europe from next week. You will have another person in front of the microphone saying nothing, doing nothing, and being nothing.
you think just a few animals, treated kindly, are used in only life-saving research, please think again. The fact is that in the U.S. alone, hundreds of millions of animals are used in experiments every year. Countless animals suffer and die, as you are about to see. This is Britches. Experimenters at the University of California, Riverside, sewed his eyelids shut, and a sonar device was strapped to his head in a crude attempt to study blindness. Deprived of his sight, his mother, and all physical contact, Britches developed neurotic behaviors such as clutching desperately at his body and erratic spasming. These kittens were used in experiments performed at the Boys Town National Research Hospital. The experimenters cut open kittens' skulls and severed a bundle of nerves in the animal's brain without giving the kittens any painkillers. The experimenters defended themselves by saying they were studying hearing loss, but organizations, including the World Federation of the Deaf, condemned the experiments as wasteful and cruel. This baboon was named Hansen. He lived and was killed at Columbia University in 2003. A veterinarian there blew the whistle when she saw how he and other baboons were allowed to suffer. He was used and killed in cancer experiments, even though human epidemiology, human clinical studies, and the use of human cells have resulted in cancer research progress, while animal studies have proved inconclusive. The year before this footage was taken at the University of North Carolina, the government had already reprimanded the school for cruelty to animals and neglect. But the sloppiness and abuse continued. In two separate investigations, PETA showed that UNC experimenters still left animals to languish with overgrown tumors and painful swellings, used improper means of destroying animals, such as cutting their heads off with kitchen scissors or using dull guillotines, and amputated the rodents' toes without painkillers so as to tell them apart more easily. This footage was taken by a PETA investigator who worked undercover at the IAMS Pet Food Contract Laboratory, where nutritional studies were conducted. She found dogs kept in barren steel and cement cages for up to 6 years, with no comfort or veterinary care given to them if they were sick or injured, and the dogs' vocal cords were cut so that their barking wouldn't disturb the researchers. These chimpanzees lived out their lives in isolation at a federally funded research laboratory called CIMA. These barren steel isolation cages are called isolettes. They are designed to hold one animal for several years. Left with nothing to do or touch or no interaction with each other, the chimps go mad. Government inspectors found that CIMA had not provided veterinary care when needed, and that the primates were shivering, vomiting, suffering from skin abrasions and hair loss. This is the Dreyse test, which is still used today as it was over 60 years ago. It involves placing concentrations of a test substance into rabbits' eyes and monitoring corneal deterioration. Reactions include swelling, inflammation, ulceration, hemorrhaging, and blindness. The tests continue to be used, although alternatives are widely available. PETA videotaped these rabbits inside a Philadelphia laboratory. The test substance was poured into the rabbit's eye, which was then left untreated for days with no pain relief, and then the damage was simply marked on a chart. Once the test was finished, the rabbits were killed and discarded. Here, rats are being used in a lethal dose test, which gauges the dose at which half of the test animals die outright. These animals have been convulsing for 14 hours. This kitten is convulsing after a flea spray has been applied to her for the fourth time. Despite tests such as this, this spray was released onto the market. Please don't buy products tested on animals. Choose humane teaching methods. Support legislation to curb suffering and only support health charities that do not fund animal tests.
Or just simply like me, say nothing, do nothing, be nothing.
The guard would say there was nothing there.